Xfinity Mobile is a new kind of network designed to save you money while streaming your favorite music. Like that 90s jams playlist you've played 72 times today. It combines America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE with the most Wi-Fi hotspots. You can get up to 5 lines of unlimited nationwide talk and text included with your Xfinity Internet. So all you pay for is data. And now get a $200 prepaid card when you buy an iPhone. Visit an Xfinity store or click to see how. Restrictions apply. Require subscription to Xfinity Postpay Internet and activation of a new line of Xfinity Mobile. Up to 5 devices per account.
Blog Talk Radio.
Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.
Hey, I'm John Hollis, Rockers in Recovery. Checking us out at the Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, you can listen to us at rockersinrecovery.com. You can listen to us on the streamer. Just click on the Listen Live button. Tonight we have a great guest. We have Sam calling in. He's with Amethyst Recovery Center. Amethyst Recovery Center is out of Port St. Lucie, a great organization. And tonight we're going to be talking about medication-assisted treatment, MATs. And we'll talk in depth about that. If you want to find out more about Rockers in Recovery, you can go to rockersinrecovery.com and click on the About page and all that stuff. And again, tonight's guest is Sam. Let's get Sam on the line and get to it. Sam, welcome to the show.
I'm here, buddy.
Hey, listen, good to talk to you, and hope your holidays were well.
Yeah, they were very good. Good to talk to you too, John. And I'm sorry to hear about the event. You know, that's a shame, but, you know, on to the next one.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen, the good news is that we're all above dirt and we're still breathing and we get to do more help. That's the good news.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And, hey, listen, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, you know, a lot of us have come out of the abstinence-based model of treatment or recovery. And today, with the ongoing opioid use disorder that's happening across the country and 174 people dying a day from heroin and opioid use, a lot of that is changing. Would you agree?
It is. It is indeed. It's definitely a different world out there right now.
So when you look at medication-assisted treatment or harm reduction, are they both in the same or are they two different categories?
You know, there is some similarities, but there is, a difference. Harm reduction is more like, a safe zone for addicts to shoot up and needle exchange, et cetera. I do see the value in it. You know, I know when I was out there getting high, if, you asked me where I was going to shoot up or get high, it didn't matter. I was going to get high wherever I could. And, having a safe zone to go to and use, you know, a lot of people get upset about, but it gives them a chance to go there and, you know, maybe have a seed planted and maybe one of the counselors or someone at the safe zone, says, gives them that tool that, you know, helps them change. When it comes to Matt, though, you know, that's more of a medication-assisted treatment, which I have mixed feelings on, but we'll get that in the next question.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, that being said, when you use an MAT and you start to, you know, work with people on that level, it usually was used for a detox. Like if somebody was going into detox and they had their heroin addiction or an opioid addiction, they would use like Suboxone or they would use methadone or they would use some type of opioid like that to help somebody come down. Now it's becoming more of somebody using that on a daily basis to help them with their cravings and things like that. Is that correct?
Yeah. So, you know, Matt is the use of Suboxone in a long-term basis. And there's definitely value to it. There's a lot of kids working in the field that I've seen that, you know, they were never going to get sober with an abstinence-based model. And, they went to a MAT treatment, and, that's what they're on and that's what they're doing, and it works for them. There's certain cases, the chronic relapsers and certain people that, you know, MAT is the solution, and it's saving a lot of lives. So, I didn't get sober that way. I know a lot of people that got sober abstinence based, and a lot of people that got sober through MAP programs. And, you know, they both have needs to it. It's just, you know, properly diagnosing and properly using them in the right context is the most important thing.
So that being said, there's two types of MATs that are popular, and it's Vivitrol and Suboxone. And from what I've been reading and looking at, Vivitrol is more used after you've been fully detoxed, and Suboxone can be used if the person has used even an hour ago. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So some people argue that Vivitrol is not technically MAT treatment. I consider it MAT. It is a medication-assisted treatment, so it's exactly what it is. You know, the basic difference is Vivitrol, you know, is used, like you said, afterwards. Vivitrol is a shot. It's an opioid antagonist. It basically blocks the effects of any type of opiate for up to 30 days. It's a shot you get every 30 days. It has what's called naltrexone on it. Generally, you know, when we give it to our patients, we start them with, you know, the naltrexone pills. They'll take the pills for a few days. If their body reacts well to it, then we'll give them the shot. But I know ever since we started implementing it, which I want to say is about 2 years ago we started implementing it, but more recently it's become a lot more popular, you know, our success rates have skyrocketed. And, you know, it's definitely it's a fantastic drug. We utilize Subutex and Suboxone as well. We utilize it in a detox setting. So we utilize it for people with opiate addictions to come off of opiates. And it's a great tool for that. We don't have a long-term Suboxone program right now. You know, maybe something we would consider in the future. Right now, you know, we don't have it. You know, like I said, it's not the way I got sober, but it definitely has a lot of value in it. And there's certain people that do need that, you know, type of MAT treatment.
So when you start looking at the Vivitrol end of this, it's really when you cut through all of the hype on both sides, what you're really finding is somebody that is getting clean and going through detox, and you're using Suboxone to wean them off. When they're finally weaned off, they then have the ability to get on the Vivitrol to be able to maintain and help them maintain with a monthly shot.
Correct. Exactly. So it's a little easier use. However, they've just come out with a chip implant for Suboxone that you can get implanted in you now to 3 months. So, you know, I thought that something like that was a little better, because what I see a lot of times, what happens with these MAT programs is, you know, and I know I was in one actually for a little while. You know, the day you want to stay sober, you take your Suboxone or your Subutex, and the day you don't want to stay sober, you don't, and you use. So, you know, that was kind of the issue with MAT. And it also, you know, coming off of that stuff after long-term use is pretty rough. I've detoxed people coming off of long-term methadone, Subutex or Suboxone, and it's ugly. It's not a fun thing to detox from. Your body becomes more dependent on it than most opiates you're going to find out there. So, you know, that would be, you know, the best answer to that question.
The other thing that, you know, needs to be said with this is, like, this is not a silver bullet by no means. There has to be therapy and all other supporting therapeutic things that are going on along with it. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And, you know, that's one of the things I've seen definitely, you know, with most MAT treatment centers, not all of them, but most of them, they are providing that type of support. And if you are, you know, treating, you know, the mental side as well as the physical side, and continuing the therapy, you know, there is definitely a lot of value in it. You know, and to go back to the question you were asking about Vivitrol earlier, you know, there's basically three types of drugs. You have buprenorphine, which is what's in Subutex, which is basically it basically replaces in your receptor in your brain, and it gives you kind of a euphoric feeling and makes you really not feel any of the withdrawals from opiates. It gives you a similar feeling to an opiate. Then you have Suboxone, which is a mix of buprenorphine and naltrexone. So what Suboxone does is it gives you the same, your brain the same type of feeling that Subutex would, as well as providing naltrexone, which, you know, blocks you from being able to utilize any other types of outside opiates. And then Vivitrol, which is just naltrexone, which is a long-term naltrexone, that you take, and like I said, it gives you that 30-day window that you know, you cannot use. Although I've seen many people try, and it is very dangerous, and people overdose all the time from trying to use so much that it, you know, gets past what the naltrexone's doing in the blocking. But you know, that's why it's important to, you know, always continue therapy along with utilizing any.
So there is some downsides to the fact that, you know, there, as far as using is concerned, God forbid somebody goes out and they decide they're going to use again. You know, now you're looking at, you know, they got fentanyl out there and everything else that's going on, but also you're trying to take twice the dose or three times the dose of what you would normally take because you're trying to get past the blocker.
Yeah, to an extent. I mean, it doesn't work, but, you know, people do overdose that way, that's for sure. It's important you're closely monitored. You know, we recommend you to complete a program before beginning any type of Vivitrol treatment, or at least be at the end phases of the program. That's just our take, not saying there's, you know, there's plenty of other ways to do it.
Now, in you know, like the onset of everything that's going on across the nation, everybody's saying and stating that this is probably the best way to be able to get get things back under control, so that way people have the ability to stay sober and have a shot at recovery. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's two sides to that. The payers definitely like MAT and push MAT treatment. It's more of an easier solution. You know, when it comes to American medicine, the solution is take a pill, take mm-hmm. substance. And that's, you know, has some flaws in it. But, you know, like I said, if you're mixing it along with other types of therapy and other types of treatment, there's a lot of other different substances out there and types of therapies that are, you know, very cutting edge and I believe are just as successful as any type of MAT treatment. So it kind of depends, you know, in that situation. You know, the problem, you know, that I see a lot of times with it, other than, like I said, with the pill form of Suboxone, which people take when they don't want to use so they don't feel withdrawal symptoms and use when they want, is, you know, for a lot of times what people will do is they'll go get the Vivitrol shot or they'll detox and then get the Vivitrol shot and they'll be like, I'm good. I don't need any treatment. I don't need any meetings. I don't need to get a sponsor. You know, I don't need to read the big book. I don't need to do anything. I took the Vivitrol shot. And what I see happens a lot of times then is then they start going to other substances. So you take an opiate addict, you give them a Vivitrol shot, and the next thing you know, they're an alcoholic or they're smoking crack cocaine or they're smoking meth. So that's kind of the other issue that you run into sometimes with the Vivitrol type of treatment. I mean, we could go on and on and on and debate the pros and cons. But like I said, you know, depending on the situation, depending how it's administered and how it's monitored, there's definitely a lot of value in that treatment. And, you know, I'm a big fan for it. And anything that can, you know, give any percentage of, you know, the individual who's trying to get sober to stay sober, I'm absolutely willing to try.
So at Amethyst Recovery Center, the center that you are the director of business development for, one of the questions I have for you is, like with the MAT programs, what are some of the other, you know, therapies that you use around MAT?
Sure. So there's a lot of them. I could go on and on. There's all types of different cognitive behavioral therapy. You have different stuff through biofeedback and neurofeedback. You have places, you know, there's therapies that we haven't even started yet. Like I know auricular therapy is a big one. There's a lot of different supplements and vitamin infusions that we do that are very popular. A new one that is going to be controversial come out is, you know, a lot of centers I've seen start using the CBT or the hemp oil, which has a lot of value in it as well. But that's kind of been one of the new ones that I've seen coming out. You know, and then as well as your traditional group therapy, your individual therapy, your outside meetings, working your steps, finding a sponsor, you know, anything from spiritual groups to, you know, whatever your religious belief is, getting involved in that, building your support network and your sober support network. You know, we could go on. There's all different types of therapies, but, you know, every individual is different and recovery is not a one size fits all. So, you know, when the individual comes in, you know, we kind of have it set up where we have 21 different types of therapies and tracks, and we kind of let the individual choose what they want to do. And it's almost a nice way where you kind of fool them, because if someone chooses to do that, and even if they don't like it and they were forced to do it, there's something about when they make a choice to do something that they open up and they're more willing to do it. So, you know, like I said, it's not a one size fits all. and everybody's different. Everybody has a different solution and a different way to the solution. You know, I know my way, and I know a lot of other people that have followed, you know, the traditional big book and meetings. But, you know, in the modern day of an epidemic, you know, that's not the answer for everybody, and that's what it comes down to. And you have to be willing to look outside the box and try other types of therapies. And, you know, here at Amethyst, that's one thing we're always open and willing to do. And we're always looking for new things and new ways to, you know, continue to be cutting edge and provide the best treatment to our patients.
Good stuff, Sam. As always, it's a pleasure having you on and talking about, you know, current events and current things that are going on. And, of course, we look forward to having you back on with us, Sam. And, of course, Amethyst Recovery Center is one of our media partners. They're one of the guys that help us day-to-day carrying the message of hope the way that we do online and through all of our platforms. And if it wasn't for guys like Sam and Amethyst, we would be in the dark singing to the choir. So we appreciate all your support, Sam, and we look forward to having you back on next month. And most importantly, we hope that this February message from Sam and Amethyst gets out there and it's helpful. And Sam, again, thank you for being on with us and being a part of the show.
Thanks again for having me on the show, and I appreciate it. And if you're not a supporter of Rockers in Recovery, you definitely need to link up with John and get plugged in. You know, he runs a great organization. He does a lot of stuff, and he gets a lot of exposure out there to help people. And, you know, we really, really like being a partner with him.
Sam, that's so special, and thank you so much for saying that. We really, really appreciate it. God bless you, and God bless Amethyst, and we're going to see you soon.
That sounds good, John. Thank you. Have a great night.
You too, brother. All right, guys. Sam from Amethyst. Great people doing great stuff there in Port St. Lucie. Check them out. And most importantly, if you're hanging out tonight and you're listening to the show, you are always welcome to come back tomorrow night and listen again. Thanks, guys.
Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery.
For car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're gonna let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.